Nothing very earth-shattering was on here. I don't know. Dan said he was gonna be here, but shall we start without him? Might as well. Call the meeting to order at 11:01. Minutes of the last meeting. I noticed we've got two of them.
So the city wants their, you know, official format ones.
Yeah.
And then we have the ones that Lisa took. I just figured for the packet, for the record, we'll have those. I just put them into the format that the city wants.
Very good.
Standardized for all of their minutes.
Is there a motion to?
I move that we accept them as they are.
Second?
I second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Just I wanted to note the city takes a page and a half where you can do it in one page. Thank you.
I tried. Saving paper.
So you're causing global warming.
Yeah. Well, we don't have the general public, so. Reports.
Bills.
Bills paid. Yep, sorry. Skip right over the top of that. Thank you.
I don't think there's anything out of the ordinary as our usual vendors, other than in February for the Elk Creek Library. The staff computer there, which was an older desktop that we've been having trouble with for the last couple of years, finally crashed and burned. We decided a laptop might be a smart move this time because Linda's been learning how to catalog and working pretty closely with, before she was working with Lee, and now she's working with Rose, obviously, at the Willis Library, so this way she can bring her computer, the Elk Creek computer, mm-hmm. over, and they actually, you know, side by side, were able to show her how to do stuff. So yeah, it was really, really useful. And then there's just the office software to go on there, so that's the only out of the ordinary one that I think we've had for that month. And then March, only ones I point out here, you see the WordPress, the website ones. Mm-hmm. One of our, our new cataloger's skills is that she's really good with building websites and doing stuff. So, and that's something we've been having requests for years, to have better, more accessible, you know, easier to find all of our different databases and resources and stuff on websites. So it's still a pretty basic one compared to, you know, like say a fancy big library organization, but it is much, much more user-friendly and more organized than, because I mean, really for all we have was just a page on the city's website, so now we've got our stuff a little bit better organized and easier to find. So the $48 is an annual fee to pay for willowslibrary.com and willowslibrary.org. So typing in either one of those will take someone to our website, which in itself was a little bit smart because having those just floating out there, not you know, being managed by us, means anybody could. I was surprised that willowspubliclibrary.com was still available, because even I don't even have orlandfreelibrary.com for the Orland Library, because it's been snatched up by somebody. So one of these days, hopefully they'll let it lapse and I can get it back for Orland. But
so it's under Willis Public Library.
It's either
Willis Library.
I think it's Willis Public Library. It's Willis Public Library. Okay. That's our official name. So both of those, and then just to upgrade it from a personal website to a business website was $18. So pretty inexpensive to finally have a really, really nice resource for the community. Oh, and the Khalifa one, I would like to point that one out just because it looks so scary and big. It's our quarterly cost for our internet, but we get 90% of it back. So it's not quite that bad. Definitely not that bad, I should say.
Yeah, it kind of makes, at first glance, it
kind of makes you go. It's a huge number. Even these days, the smaller, non-discounted amount that we end up having to pay is easily covered by what we get through the library cooperative system, the trickle-down funds from the state library to the library cooperative system that we can use for internet communications, more than covers that amount. Mm-hmm. So really, it's nice because it's not an expense to our budget or to the city general fund at all these days. Mm-hmm.
Well, that should make the city happy. Okay. Regular business items. Report.
Yep, our stats are still pretty sad compared to what we would normally be seeing for this time of year. E-books and audio are doing well, but yeah.
Makes you want to cry.
Not very fun. That being said, a lot of the staff have received at least their first COVID shot. So hopefully if our patrons are along the same lines, then within a month or so, everybody, everybody is at least accessible to most people, it seems like these days, and we should be getting back to normal, I would think, within the next month or two.
Okay, anyone have any questions about that?
Sad.
Yeah. Friends of the Library report. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you. Doctor visits kept me busy. We've had a lot of requests for sales and kind of postponed it. So we're going to hopefully shoot for sometime in late May, do a bag sale, because the books that we have out there in the ongoing sale area are getting a little old. We haven't had a purge, so have a $3 bag or two for $5 sale, maybe put two or three tables outside, and then at least put a notice in the paper 2 weeks before just to move the inventory, because the Eubank Room closet is more than full. The donations from Chico have significantly dropped off for obvious reasons. I'm lucky to get one box every other week from them. There was supposed to be a meeting between the library director and the Friends of the Library yesterday in Chico about what target month they're going to start the Saturday sales. But the trouble is, the room, if you've been there, the Chico Library, the room that they have that in, that's where they use the, for lack of a better word, the decontamination of books. So they'll store them, then clean them, and then let them sit for, 3-5 days. So the Friends have to wait for the city to stop doing that. So they're kind of in a limbo. So
who knows? I'm surprised they're still doing that, because the latest word I've got, the CDC said that surface contamination is nil.
Well, I'm going to call Helen, my counterpart, to see if she's heard anything back on what happened at that meeting. But supposedly this was the first big discussion.
Yeah, we reduced our quarantine down from 5 days to 48 hours because of the latest recommendations. And even that, I felt like, is this really necessary? Probably not, but it does make some people feel better. Yeah. So we'll at least do the 48 hours, and we still clean everything. Mm-hmm. We still clean them all. They also all get sprayed down with Lysol too. So, once again, based on the latest research, that's probably not necessary, but for some people it makes them feel better, so.
Well, my last visit there, there was always at least one employee going around wiping down something. Yeah. So they don't have another room. They don't have that's the only room they can do something. So the Friends are hostage to the city. Yeah. They can't do anything until the city has a new policy.
And with the new variants that are coming around, they still don't even know the research. They say they're a lot easier to catch. Well, does that mean on paper as well as breathing? They don't know yet. But they do know that the rate's gone sky high now because people, so that makes them still, I think the 48 hours is still a good thing because they don't know.
Yeah.
And having had it myself, and they say this one may not be as bad, and I had a pretty bad case of it. Anything we can do without closing this up, I think is a good thing for temporarily.
So, I mean, we're back to accepting donations from the general public, but that's kind of hit or miss, small quantities. But we still receive books from ABC Books. Beth is a big supporter, the owner. That's over by Cash and Carry across the street from the Chico Cemetery. She's very, very generous. We probably get every quarter at least 30 boxes from her.
Wow.
All different sizes, so.
And she's a good one to support if you want to buy a used book.
She's got a great book.
She's got a great, and her prices are really reasonable.
She's been very generous to the library.
Yeah. And she helps a lot of libraries.
Yeah.
A lot of libraries. That's all I've got.
Okay, Jody, your turn.
Actually, if we could just go back really quick. I'm sorry. Lynn is here. She can speak to the Bayless stats and stuff. Didn't really say much about that. And
okay, February, I don't remember that far back. But March, if you can just flip 20 and 21 over, because I know I checked out.
Oh, did I get that backwards?
150 books last month. I haven't done that in 2 years. But I've got 3 new families that have been coming with their children. And one woman didn't check out anything but a handful of adult books, but she brought back 3 Walmart bags of returns and said, I'll bring the children another day. I've got 2 new library cards that I got Tuesday that I'll be making.
That's good. It looks like I reversed them on both months, because the NAs were, last year we weren't tracking
right.
those.
Right.
It's so I'm confused. Was the 150?
That's for 2021.
Really? 2021.
Both of these are, the 2020 and 2021 should be reversed. The columns are, the dates are,
And it looks like I'm not adding many books, because I've worked on this grant that you had, getting those books in. But when I'm checking out 150 books manually, I don't have time to do anything else but just do that. And I had someone that wanted to stay and talk, so I got almost everything put back on the shelves. I've still got some juvenile in the chair over there, and I put some adult back while I was waiting on all of you to get here.
That's an important thing to point out, because last year at this time, you were probably open your regular hours still, right?
Yes.
You were open. So this is condensed down now to a half a day rather than, you're only open 4 hours. So
I am open half the time. But people are coming. I've got a couple of homeschool families. I've got a few Mennonite families. And then just the people in the community. And Brian asked if we use Zip Books, and yes, we do. And I've been looking at I've got to call and work on seed library. I've had about 3 people want seeds. I think about it when they're asking me, I make a note, but once I get home, I don't always think to take care of this on Wednesday. We've been doing quite well.
Yeah.
We are going to miss Zip badly.
So I guess that leads into the next thing, was a discussion on grant funded programs and the Zip Books program. We only have about another month to go before they're wrapping that up. It doesn't seem like it's going to be permanent, though. It will restart again, hopefully at least in the fall, maybe later than that. Also, there's a chance that it might be sooner if they can, we know there's funding that the state library is anticipating receiving due to COVID relief funds. They haven't specified how that could be spent or what they're planning to spend it on, but they did ask for feedback from all the library directors. I know I was not the only library director that said, you know, ZipBooks, we need ZipBooks to keep going. Please put some money towards that, and, you know, as quickly as you can. You know, like I said, hopefully we'll see that coming up really soon. Also part of that, the COVID relief funding is a $7,000 for Chromebooks and Hotspots award that was awarded to the Willows Library. We applied for, I think, 10 Hotspots and 8 Chromebooks. Because we already have some Chromebooks from previous grant programs that I applied for and we received. So we still have those, some of those in reserve, but we'll get some newer ones. Plus we'll get the hotspot. These will all be available for patrons to check out and take home.
How many Chromebooks will that buy?
I think it was 8. It was 8 Chromebooks and 10 hotspots. Which, you know, internet accessibility sometimes in our area is limited, so this will allow people to be able to work from home, do some healthcare related stuff from home. There's a lot of, you know, teledoc things and stuff that people are being encouraged to use if they can't. Know, DMV stuff, they make it really difficult to not do online, so you really need access that way. And we've got a number of people who've really needed extended time periods on public computers lately for college class type things, and also it was a crane operator's, I think somebody was applying for their crane operator's license, and it was all online, and that was like a 4-hour, you know, he needed a computer for 4 hours. So I mean, I let him use the meeting room to do that, but, you know, it would have probably been much more comfortable for him if he'd been able to do that from home, and if we had the Chromebook and the hotspot that he could check out and do that from home, I'm sure he would have appreciated that. So just things along those lines, I think it'll be a really nice service to be able to offer the community that the data on the hotspots is all paid for a year. I don't know, you know, past that year, whether or not we'll receive more funding for it, but at least we'll... You know, they'll be paid up for a year. And
did Orland get the same?
Yes, yeah. Orland received the same grant, another $7,000. So, you know, between the two libraries, we did well. And you know, I don't know. I haven't even had a chance to talk to my branch librarians yet. But whether they want, you know, one or two of the hotspots and Chromebooks, you know, at each of their branches, so they can check them out from there, that'll be an option available to them. So we'll have them pretty much countywide whenever we get them. And one of the good things about this grant, I really appreciate that our system does things this way, that they were going to do a group purchase for the Chromebooks and the hotspots, so that they get the best price for them. They're even going to, you know, configure and get everything set up, you know, that way. So, you know, I mean, I'm not the computer tech expert. We have to contract somebody to do that, which would have been, you know, another bill for us. This way, you know, and a lot of grants obviously are that way. There's kind of hidden costs that sometimes you don't think about, you know, until you're faced with them. We're really fortunate that we have a very, I think, considerate system and state library that does think of those things ahead of time and make sure that we don't end up burdened with an unexpected cost that, you know, we, as a small library, that's even a few hundred dollars is going to be hard for us to, you know, fit into the budget somewhere. But there's no, that $7,000, that's going to cover everything that we need. You know, the only additional thing that's going to happen to us is the staff time of checking those in and out, and that's something we do anyway, you know, with books. So that's not a burden on us.
So how long can you check out a hotspot?
So the other public libraries that have already been offering this sort of service in the past, you know, some of the bigger libraries, they generally do it for a week. So if you're, you know, why reinvent the wheel? If that's what's working mm-hmm. best for them time period wise, so I imagine that's what we'll go along with too, unless I hear, you know, feedback recommending something different or patrons need something different. But I think, you know, it's not such a short turnaround time that I feel like they're bringing it back right after they checked it out, but, you know, yet long enough to get whatever, hopefully, business they need accomplished. So that is the plan.
Good deal.
Yep. And you know, that was a previous COVID relief funding package, that funds that came from. There has been a newer one since then. And like I said, we don't know what that funding will look like, but we will for sure be included in it. So we'll see. So hopefully I'll have a better, you know, another positive update for you guys at the next meeting about what's happening with that.
Which software is on the Chromebook?
So the Chromebooks, you know, they don't generally have, you can't get like Microsoft Office and stuff on them. They yeah. don't, that's one of the good things about them is that they don't get viruses and bugs and things like that, but that's because they don't have, you know, they don't have the memory for stuff to be saved on there. And also, you know, when it comes back, you don't have to worry about somebody having saved a bunch of private documents and things on it. Because you can't. You can't really, can't hold stuff on it. So, but with the way most things are in the cloud these days, even like, you know, the Office products and things, you can usually find a free alternative that's in the cloud, so they should still be able to do whatever they need to do.
So they can download with a flash drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, save to a flash drive. And you know, a lot of times we'll have people just save it to like their email, what they're working on, save it as an attachment to their email, and that works pretty well too. The first five funding, we received the check, and you know, Linda's got me her list of books that she wants to purchase. I'm using her share of that. The easiest way to divide it up, rather than, you know, do something funky like the county does, like, okay, you get 10% and you get 25%. Everybody just gets an even amount. We got $2,000, so each of the libraries got $500. I'm not going to monkey around with, you know, well, we're bigger and you're smaller. And you know, it's easier to say everybody's got $500 and tell me how, you know, what your patrons need or how it's best for you to spend it. So that went for Bayless and Elk Creek also. And then I guess actually the next one, you know, that's kind of back to you, Linda, the preserving. We purchased an audio recorder a little bit similar to this one, due to some ideas Linda had, you know, especially with her patrons out here.
We have Mabel Torres, who has just had her 104th birthday. Once the recorder came in, it took forever to get to her because all of her children decided they wanted to visit for a. And I'm anxious to see how it goes with you, because the first time I recorded it, the volume was not what I wanted, but I'm sure it was me. Anyway, we had a wonderful talk about what happened all those years ago. I continue to be amazed. We've had, I think, 8 people die in the last year that were all 85 or above out here. And the stories I hear about this community are unbelievable. Mabel and her husband, they drove their 25 milk cows from Princeton to ride up this road, milked them in the morning in Princeton, milked them here at night. She ran the Grange. I want you to know that woman, if I left a light on in this library, would call me to let me know I was using the county's money unwisely. Up until they took her driver's license away. But she has a sense of humor. Up until, I think, this summer, she was using a wheelbarrow, pushing her own firewood in because she heats with wood. When these people are gone, it's going to be gone. And they are the ones that built the county. To get as much information about them, because this whole Willows has changed, but I haven't heard those stories. You know, even in 1950, this was all little bitty dairies out here. And the Portuguese, which are everywhere around here now, didn't come in. There may have been a couple in the 50s, but they didn't come in until later. This is such a tight-knit community. When we had the 100th anniversary here, there were over 400 people.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was.
I've heard stories about when we closed down 39 to have a street dance out here for the whole community. You know, these people have bonded in a way I have never seen. My husband was in petroleum, and we moved a lot with his job. I have never seen it in Texas, Oklahoma, or Kansas like I've seen it in this little community. It is something special to keep.
Well, and it's, like you say, it when they're gone, it's gone. If it's...
Right.
You know, I can remember the same thing when my grandmother, the story she used to tell, and I kicked myself 1,000 times because we never documented any of it. So.
Well, you know, you look around and you've got orchards and rice now. But those older people talk about marshes and their little bitty dairies of 25 cows. And, well, how did you make the changeover to rice? Oh, well, then they start talking about the two water districts and the war that went on between them and what it took to get water and who would let you have water for rice and who wouldn't. And just, it's a very, very interesting story.
Linda had been telling me, you know, over the years, and even when I worked out here, you know, just covering for staff when people have been unavailable, the interesting stories that people would share, and, you know, and obviously it's not just this library and this community, but all of them, it seemed like, well, this is, you know, maybe a little bit different, not a service we normally provide, but also fits into, you know, what we want to do of making sure our community knows what their history is and has access to it, and so... Yeah, Linda and I are still working with the actual recorder itself, but it's supposed to, and we're supposed to be able to take audio of it, and it will automatically transcribe it to print. And that's kind of ultimately the idea. So, I mean, the audio files themselves are golden. You know, we'll want to save those, but to be able to get them, you know, converted to print and then maybe compile them to the actual bound documents that could be checked out from the libraries, you know, ultimately would be a great thing too. So to have both of those, have the digital files that maybe people could, because there's also going to be so many people that, you know, have moved out of the area, grandchildren and you know, who is, I mean, we see it all the time with the newspapers being on microfilm, people from, you know, sometimes outside of the country call and ask us to look up a relative's information. So to be able to have them, to be able to access that, which, you know, once again, leads back to the why we needed a website. If this really takes off and we're able to keep it going and getting those recordings, we need some place to put them for people to access them. So,
yes,
yeah,
just as I was walking out, I got a phone call. Bernice Reed wanted to know what year the Bayless School was built.
Yeah.
And I've got enough Glenn County books here. It took me about 15 minutes, but in 1911 it was built. They finally got a library in 17.
Well, then, so this is a Carnegie library.
Yes.
And then I've heard rumors about how it actually got to be, because Carnegie would give a grant for the construction, but the community had to fill it up with the books and stuff. And I've never gotten a good story, just that the rumors are there was a little oversold the community support, maybe?
Yes.
I think wasn't it based on population, and they lied about your population?
They went all the way to Calusa to get signatures.
Yeah.
To have enough. But
yeah.
It's a good story. It is a good story. One of the community members, his aunt, great aunt, was a secretary for Carnegie. She let them know in the beginning, but it took them until the very end to raise the money because the community had to provide the land at 10% of the cost.
Okay.
It took $4,000 to build this library.
That was a lot back then.
Mm-hmm.
And to provide the furniture and books. All of this furniture came in used from other libraries. This is over 100-year-old library table. We've refinished it because it stays.
And you can't replace that.
No.
It adds so much
character. No, and if you just go to lift it, this is not your typical today oak table. I've got a 19, I don't know, 05 maybe, I haven't looked lately, Bret Hart book that came out of the Sacramento Library in my classics. Mm-hmm. Glen Colusa Irrigation District provided the land. Donated it. We don't know. I don't know what went on behind that, but the community fell in and did whatever it took. They have kept this alive. There have been librarians that worked free of charge just to keep it open when the county didn't have money. We've had second grade in this building three times when Bailey School overran its group. Band teacher came out twice a week and taught band in the library. The priest from Willows came out Friday afternoon and had catechism for the Bayless children. One morning a month, all the housewives that wanted to brought their thermos, their crocheting, their knitting, their embroidery, and they sat and visited. It was community building. I had one man in his 60s tell me, "Oh man, I spent my whole summer here. This was the only air conditioner in our part of the county." Yeah. And it was water cooler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but we were, I remember as a kid, we were thankful for water cooler.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, they huddled around and read their Hardy Boys in front of the, people had nothing but positive memories about this library.
Well, it was community built, and the community spirit is just always here.
It's always here. And I have been so thankful for the Zip. Not only is it bringing in books that I couldn't afford, but it is so interesting when you get the whole community buying what they want to read.
Mm-hmm. To see how diverse that is.
It's books I would have never come across. Yeah, Ellen Pastorino hasn't been in about 6 weeks. Her dog jumped on her and knocked her down, and she stayed close to home. Mm. So she had three Zip books, and they were all kind of interesting. She brought in and donated West with Giraffes, which I'll put on my shelf, and then she wanted another book by that author.
Is this something that would be done like in Orland and Willows and Elk Creek also?
I'd like to, yeah.
The reason I bring that up, as you were mentioning, we could lose a bunch of them tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I know of an individual that was around when Doolittle's Raiders were practicing at the Willows Airport. The Veterans Cemetery, how that was actually a bunch of old homes that had been derelict and the Legion paid for them to furnish for the Veterans Cemetery. How the Memorial Hall, unknowns to the county, was veteran, and how it was authorized and helped by the American Legion, and who now has ceased to exist at Willows after 100 years.
Do you know, I know of two sets of books that are written on heritage for your area. And both of them were written by high school students because the teacher was having trouble getting them into. Mm-hmm. But it worked. It worked, and the whole community loved it.
Yeah, this was this individual's Bob Chittenden. Bob knows a lot about this area. He still tells me where they were during World War II. Or was it right before, where a couple of trainer airplanes crashed, some in this area, I think one in this area.
Yeah.
They're still buried in the ground.
John and Sally Sinistreros.
Yeah.
But see, they just put into
it. And so like you're saying, these things, if he has a passion because he still remembers it, just like.
That's it. If we could do just this whole county.
Well, even if it's just one or two, I know Bob because he was our finance guy in our Legion. And he'd tell, if we needed to know something, and Bob's still got a great memory. I mean, he's up there, but his memory is, and he survived a stroke, too.
Well, I'm wondering, maybe we could make the device that we have, you know, just like the hotspots. You check it out, you know, so a simple set of instructions. Here you go. Check it out for a week or two or however long you need it. When you bring it back, then we'll upload the recording and get the transcription from it and add it to the...
Well, I wouldn't even mind taking it to him and spending time
with him to get it. That's the only thing is, you know, that I think we feel overwhelmed. Oh, there's so many people out there with so many stories. You know, how do we reach everybody? But if it was a community, the community knows that this is available and something that they can help with, you know.
If it is all typed up and compiled, I think most of the county would like a copy. It would be incoming money.
That's kind of the other thing that we've sort of, you know, discussed real briefly, but making it as maybe a fundraiser for the friends, if it was, you know, even each community had their own. Here, I'm putting it on you, Brian. But only because we're not money makers, that's not the way that it works. But if we did put it together, I mean, the cost of buying that kind of thing, you know, from some place like, you know, Office Max or Office Depot is very, extremely minimal these days. So you could sell them at $5 or $10 a piece, and it could be a fundraiser for each individual friends groups. You know, I mean, Bayless has their own friends. They could be the ones that have them out on a table at your events. And if anybody wants to buy one or have them in the library, you know. Well,
didn't they used to have a thing called wagon wheels?
Yeah, still.
Is the Calusa Historical Society still going?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a great facility there. I used to spend a lot of time there.
I know, but some of these things are just like facts and figures. Mm-hmm. This is so much more personal.
Yeah. The wagon wheels, I mean, they're edited, you know, very, very much articles about, you know, people or places or topics. Yeah, I imagine ours would be a lot more stream of conscience, you know. And then I remember we did this, and then
like a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very casual. So.
Well, yeah, the personal recollections add the color to the history.
Yes.
And you never know what you're going to come across. For instance, for me, my mother-in-law's best friend, I found out after her best friend's husband had passed away a long time. Mm-hmm. He was in the same tank battalion as my uncle in World War II, who didn't make it at D-Day.
I see. So you got memories and I didn't find that you could not have gotten otherwise.
Till, you know, the son was visiting them, and he had typed up an oral history. He interviewed his father years ago. And then when I was reading that, hey, wait a minute. You know, here they live 600 miles away.
Oh, it's a small world.
Yeah, it is a small world at times. So when really get going, you achieve a critical mass, and then it just, you know, it'll take on a life of its own.
I think if we can work it out, nothing but positive will come out of it.
And it's changed so much around here. I mean, I think about that constantly just on my family farm, what it was like in the 50s. You know, how much it's changed physically.
Well, and how much Willis has changed from the 50s.
Yeah,
and that was, you know, the car has the freeways, all kinds of things. Well, you had the raceway there. I remember that as a kid.
And then, well, in Willis, my dad said south of the Catholic Church was a little airstrip back before the war.
I see.
You never think about that nowadays.
Yeah, well, Willows was part of Chico Airfield. They had all these emergency bases, strips, because it was a P-38 training base. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know until a year before my dad died that he was flying J-3 Cubs at age 14, and they were going to the coast to look for Japanese balloons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is stuff that you would never even imagine, just like your relative and the same one in the tank battalion. Mm-hmm.
Right. This is the sort of stuff that these novels are based on that we're all reading. And to bring it closer to home and to say, these are our people, and that this is what we were doing, not just what in England or North Africa or wherever.
The war effort was all the way through this country as well as overseas.
Well, that's the thing, you know, our parents' generation, you know, my mom and dad always referred to it as the war. Before the war, during the war, after the war.
The war.
Yeah.
Well, our post is named after an individual here from Bayless that was the first one killed in World War I. And we have his picture in our post still. We're hoping that'll stay there even when eventually, because I would say in 10 years the county's going to get that building. Because VFW is old too, and being a small town, we do not have new people in going in. We just don't. And they're just going to sit there, and then they'll eventually get the whole building. And that's a shame. But we hope they at least leave the historical part with what's in there, because that's something that's the heritage of both the community and the building.
Oh, my goodness. We could do this all day.
Yeah.
Very easily do this all day.
It would be a wonderful project.
Yes. Okay. Media outreach. Did we already talk about that?
The website, the only other part of that is that they did start a newsletter too. Rose and some of the part-time staff have been really working on that. It's kind of a fun project for them, but also informational for, they did print out just one that they've had available in the library, but the whole document is online. Mm-hmm. Got, you know, book recommendations of items that we have in the catalog, you know, meet an employee,
just great
services that are available. You know, one of those things is always, you know, we've always wanted, always had in the back of our mind that we'd love to have something like that, but you know, it requires staff members who are willing to take on that extra effort to put it together, and just fortunately we have those kind of people right now, which is really nice. So I know they just got April's published, so if you haven't seen that, check it out, and I'm gonna pass that around for anybody who hasn't seen it already. I'm excited that they're working on that. Every little bit of media outreach we do, I think, helps. You know, and to be honest, our media presence has not been really good. Our social media, especially our Facebook page, you know, we're very, very much behind the ball on that. And that is a way that a lot of people get their news these days. So any of you who are on there, I really appreciate it. I love it when you guys share our stuff. I think that really helps. And I would love to get more people connected to the library that way. We also have an Instagram page for anybody who's on Instagram. I was trying to think of other ways to try to help people, because we still get people who were surprised that we even have one and don't know we have one. I wondered if maybe if we did a gift card giveaway, if the friends were willing to sponsor maybe a gift card to start launching. It's very popular these days. For anyone who likes the library or follows the library's webpage so that they, or the Facebook page so that they can get our news, then we could just do a drawing at the end of the month of all of the new or even current followers included, if that would help get more people aware of it and using it.
Okay. Action item. Location of June meeting. Elk Creek Library.
The usual plan.
Okay. Do we have to vote on it?
You did last time. I don't know. Sometimes it's on the agenda, sometimes it's not. Since it is, then you probably should.
Okay.
I make a motion that we have our next meeting at Bedell Creek June 10th.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Anything else? Comments by board members?
I will be unable to make the June meeting. But that's
a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, Larry, thank you for your comment on the city council meeting about the Bayless funding. Hopefully, the board of supervisors get the message.
Yeah, have you heard anything about the county budget? I haven't talked to anyone.
No, we do have the supervisor for this area has been, meeting with people and is very interested in finding some solutions.
Well, it's kind of interesting. I came in Tuesday. My trash had been emptied the first time in months. I've been taking it home. And the bathroom had been cleaned. And the floors were, because I could see the footprints from my desk all the way over here. I know money is short everywhere, but
yeah, it's just really unfortunate. I mean, we're already, you know, one day a week was already, you know, difficult to make the library accessible to an entire community who's trying to work and take kids to school and all of that. Having to shorten it to a half day is just, you know, really frustrating. So we'd really, really like to get at least our one day back.
Right. The frustrating part for me is I can check out a lot of books, but I don't get anything done that makes the library run. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you come in a little early, you leave a little late, you're working while people are trying to ask you questions, and you just do what you can. But like Ellen Pastorino stayed and talked, so I kept shelving books and doing things. And
okay, 11:45, meeting adjourned. Till next time.
For anybody that's heading that way, he might still be there.
Highway patrolman?
A white highway patrolman hidden in the eucalyptus grove. And okay. As I was going 55, and with the wind pushing me, I thought, oh man, he's going to nail me 2 miles before I get to my destination, but he let me go. I mean, he didn't even go after me.
He must have come after I went by, because I was going a little faster than 55.
Well, yeah. Or maybe he was reading a book.
And we're taking a nap.
Well, there's road work on the other one that way. And I did not know.
The owner.
Like, stuck sitting there and thinking, oh,
boy. Oh, mercy. Jody, are you fully, are all your funded positions filled?
Yeah, okay. We're still, you know, we have the reduction in 2 part-time staff, but other than that, everything is currently filled.
Okay. I was curious as to your personnel turnover, because we've talked before in these forums about the wage rate. It's mm-hmm. You can't compete with Starbucks and stuff. What kind of a personnel rate turnover is, do you think 25% a year for the part-timers? Or
it's got to be more than that, because right now everybody was hired within the last...
Yeah, they're all new.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Wow. It's tough, and even... You know, even with the, you know, the minimum wage increases, mm-hmm. that's what we offer.
But that's everywhere.
Minimum wage, but I'm sure you guys know, if you come in, other than Linda, the age range is very, you know, it's just, there are, and the last two of them have come from, I think, Burger, was it McDonald's or Burger? Anyway, you know, I mean, that's who I can get people from, is from the, if I'm lucky. And mm-hmm. and even sometimes then, you know, one of them really waffled because he could at least pick up extra shifts and stuff, you know, working at the fast food places, which he cannot, you know, we absolutely cannot go over the 19 hours a week at the library. So, yeah, it's really tough. Mm-hmm. And then I, you know, yeah. I know. Okay. It's not good. And I always think, oh, well, when things get better, we really have to address the salary range.
The city, when I was on the board 10 years ago, the city was always crying poor. Mm-hmm. I was able to push to get $1 an hour more, because I said, that's it, they can work at Taco Bell and say, do you want mild or spicy? And here it's all the different things and the codes mm-hmm. and everything else you got to learn. And you're limited on the hours you can work. Why do they want to come here? And so they always cry poor. It doesn't matter if times get good as far as the city. And I'm not being negative, I'm being truthful. It's no different than with the county.
They'll cry the poor too.
And at times it's very legitimate. I agree with that. I'm not going after each one. But that's why I've still been thinking that with Bayless or Elk Creek, I still think you ought to look at a GoFundMe account. We talked about that.
Yeah.
That there's ways that you could do where you could, and see then, and if that's gone through the friends, through you or friends or, you know, you, whoever it might be, that's not you as the librarian. That's not you as the librarian. That's the friends that are doing that as a fundraiser. So therefore, it's a voluntary group that's looking to seek funds. It's not an official part of the library. And you can get around, honestly, And if you ask, let's say, for $5,000-$6,000, you get $3,000, you're ahead of the game. Because $2,000 is what you, I think, was one of the figures. You never put the exact amount you need. You want to double it or triple it.
Yeah.
Because then if you come down a little bit, you're doing okay. But that's another thing I think that would that could help with some of these opening you up a little longer than
right.
where you're at right now.
Yeah, but even, I mean, I know this sounds condescending, but even a 50 cent an hour raise would help
too. Oh, I'm saying any raise. It's the mental.
Something over minimum wage.
Right. Well, when I saw that this was years back, they were hiring a temporary city worker who had no knowledge, and he was making $2 an hour to start more than the library, your people, I thought something's wrong. And they weren't asking for any background.
And they get a free meal too.
Yeah.
At Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'll get
congrats on your project. Very impressive.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought that was excellent.
Well, let's spread it out and go.
Yeah, I'll get that.